two out. Johnson pitch and Campson drives it to center field. It's hit a long way. Marquardt back by the fence and makes the catch.
Wow.
To the deepest part of this park here in Green Isle, Shane Campson makes a bid. Comes up just a little short, and that will do it for the Lakers in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. We have played 8.5. It's Lake Henry 4 and Kimball 4. State Tournament Baseball here on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Pabst Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you will find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork is low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pabst Pork at 987-3368 or online at PabstPork.com. Pabst Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota. If you're looking for good home cooking, then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a new lunch special served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Stop by the Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 till 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546, and she'll find a date that fits your event. Sportsman's Den Lake Henry says mark your calendar for the Shaw Band on November 18th from 9 till 1.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
To the bottom of the ninth inning we go. Stay tuned for our postgame show tonight. We'll name your Audi and Richmond A&W player of the game. That player will receive $10 gift certificate. Good at either Richmond or Albany A&W, along with Chasm Hat from the Chasm Farm Department and Joe Gill. Number 9 hitter, Brooks Marquardt. He'll lead it off for Kimball, followed by Austin Rooley and Scott Marquardt. And the first pitch ball from Jason Campson, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. 4-4 our score. The pitch low from Campson and 2-0.
9-1-2 hitters for the Express here in the bottom of the ninth.
Two balls, no strikes.
Tell you what, here's where it starts getting a little nerve-wracking, doesn't it?
Yep. You don't get any more innings. You just got to get out here and then maybe go to another inning. There's a strike call, 2-1. Marquardt singles over the head of Grant Ludwig to left field, and the Express have their leadoff man on in the ninth.
Good piece of hitter there by Brooks Marquardt. Line shot right over Grant Ludwig's head.
That's going to bring Keith Leeser out to the mound. Brad Mergen looks like he's ready to go, Don, and they're going to make a pitching change here. Are the Lake Henry Lakers not going to mess around anymore? We expect a bunt from Austin Rooley, but we'll see as Mergen gets his shot to shine here in the ninth for the Lake Henry Lakers. As a Keith Leeser now will put Jason Campson back at second. Sam Hupford comes out of the game. Brad Mergen, the draftee from Farming, in. And we're going to take a one-minute timeout here on KASM.
It's finally starting to feel like the dog days of summer. So we at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram cranked up the heat on our oil change specials. Complete oil change and bronze car wash for only $23.95, or a complete oil change, tire rotation, and bronze car wash for only $31.95. Let us help you keep your vehicle running in tip-top shape for the remainder of the summer. Schedule your appointment today. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, and your customers because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They're able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print processes are done in-house. Rambo, New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All right, welcome back to Green Isle, bottom of the ninth inning. The Kimball Express have got their leadoff man on. Brooks Marquardt over at third base. Austin Rooley comes to the plate. Brad Mergen, the draftee from Farming, in for Lake Henry. And what's going to happen next as Mergen from the stretch delivers. Rooley shows bunt, and he bunts it foul in 0-1.
Jason Campson will move back over to second base, and Sam Hupper is out of the game right now. His starting shortstop moved over to second when Jason came in to pitch.
One of these teams will get their first state championship ever in amateur baseball here in Green Isle tonight. Austin Rooley ready again. Mergen looks to first and pitches. Here's a bunt. Grant Ludwig Fields looks to second, throws to first. Wirtz has to scoop it out at first and makes a nice play as Rooley and his leg collide.
Wow.
And 5-3 on the putout. Sacrifice works perfectly. One out.
Oh, I tell you, Ryan made a saving snap over there at first base. Otherwise, we have a runner at third for sure.
Under normal circumstances, would you walk Scott Marquardt to keep the force? But Jordan Joseph's on deck, and Adam Byers on deck after that. And it's like, do you take your chances with Scott Marquardt here to try to strike him out?
I think that's why we're calling the game, Randy.
That's right. Pitch to Marquardt right at the knee, strike one. Brad Mergen, the draftee from Farming, trying to close the door on Kimball here in the bottom of the ninth inning. One out, one on. The 0-1 coming. A swing and a miss. Strike two.
All right, what was that for a pitch? That looked like a screwball.
That ball just dove. You could see that Scott Marquardt was right on it, and he missed it probably by 6 to 8 inches.
That bottom fell out of that pitch.
0-2 the count. Brooks Marquardt takes his lead over at second as Mergen deals. And Marquardt finds it to left. The Express are going to win the state championship. A two-run blast. Kimball wins it in the bottom of the ninth inning. The veteran Scott Marquardt sends it over the left field fence on an 0-2 pitch. And Kimball claims their first state championship ever in a huge pile at home plate.
Oh, God.
Dramatics in Green Isle.
Don't hurt anybody here, boys.
Congratulations to the Kimball Express with the victory here this afternoon. Wow, for Kimball in the ninth. Two runs, two hits, no errors, and no one left on base. Your final score this afternoon, Kimball 6 and Lake Henry 4. We're going to take a timeout here on KASM. We'll come back. Recap this one. Name your player of the game. It's all coming up in 2 minutes.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein and their staff of local Grinnell Mutual Insurance Agents in Painesville. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow's property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese on our pizza, string cheese, butter for the bread, and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Butts on KASM. Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Need to buy or sell a home? Hit a home run by contacting Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 7 office locations and 26 successful real estate agents who specialize in getting you where you need to go, Contact us for a free market analysis and for a list of active homes in your area today. Be a good sport and visit mattimdick.com or centralmnrealty.com.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
We're going to give the A&W one, too.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back in Green Isle as the state Class C championship goes to Kimball this afternoon. A dramatic end to what was a great state championship game, 6-4 Kimball.
You couldn't ask for anything better, Randy. Walk-off two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth inning for Markhart, and I tell you what, it was getting set up that way with the base hit to lead off the inning, and we said it right away. Kimball's got some bats in this lineup, and they turn it around, and then they bring in Brad Mergen here, and they take Jason Campson out. It's a good move on my part. I think so, Randy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Brad.
I'm not going to second guess that.
Absolutely.
At all. It was the best move Keith Leeser had right now.
You got to go with what you got, and Kimball did the same thing, Randy. They brought in their pitcher yesterday, and that's what they had to do.
Yeah.
And he's shining, and you know, Brad gets this guy out. You know, it's a whole different ball game. But this is the way things happen.
Look at what Shane Campson did in the top of the ninth, Don. This was just about a two-run lead for Lake Henry. It was. He just missed it. He hit it straightaway center field.
He hits it any place else but at the 375-foot mark there. Lake Henry has a two-run homer. You know, and we got a lead for them. But that's just the way it goes, and that's the name of the game of baseball. And it's unfortunate for somebody to have to lose this game. But I tell you what. You couldn't script it any better than this.
Green Isle has recovered the home run ball that Scott Marquardt hit, so they're giving it to him.
He'll treasure that baseball for a while.
Don, our line score.
Oh, let me find it here, Randy. Okay. For Lake Henry today, 4 runs on 8 hits. They committed 3 errors, left 6 on base. For the Kimball Express, 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base, so your final today in the bottom of the ninth to the walk-off homer, Kimball 6, Lake Henry 4, dramatic fashion.
I know they're going to have the all-tournament team being introduced right now. Our rosary is scheduled to come up here on KASM.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Chasm Studio. Sounds like Randy and Don are ready to finish things up here at the baseball tournament, so we're going to go ahead and hand things off to them. How's it going, guys?
Hey, thank you very much, Scott, and welcome back to Green Isle. As the state championship awards, the trophies, the plaques were handed out to the teams here this afternoon. 6-4, Kimball defeating Lake Henry today in dramatic fashion. Oh. Scotty Marquardt gets a two-run homer out of Brad Mergen in the bottom of the ninth.
How fitting of a state championship is that, Randy? We have a tie ball game going into the ninth inning. Tied it up in the seventh inning. And I'll tell you what, Lake Henry was probably 10 feet from having a two-run homer in the top of the ninth from Shane Campson if he hits it any place else in this park, but that's nearer there. But tell you what, Markhart come up in the bottom of the ninth, and he's seen one from Brad Mergen that he, to his liking, and I mean that one was gone.
Yes, it was.
He hit it hard.
Don had the line scores for us, and I don't know if we went through them here today.
I think I did already.
You did, okay. Yep. The winning pitcher today will be Jovan Waldy, as he is on in relief, and the loss will go to, that'll be Jason Campson, actually, as the one run Jason had walked.
Correct.
The guy to lead off the bottom of the ninth inning. So the game... I mean, the game was incredible.
Absolutely.
Lead changes, back and forth, strategy, back and forth.
You can't fault anybody on the pitching moves or the changes that they made defensively, offensively, however they did it. It's a championship game. Everybody's been pitching, and they've gone through it for a couple of days here. All made 3 weekends here we've been going, and you go with your freshest arms here again. You look at Jason now. He hadn't pitched since Saturday, so he is probably ready to go again here. And Brad Mergen was ready to go. He knew he could throw today. And I'll tell you what, Patrick Courtney did an outstanding job as a
Drafty from the New London Spicer Twins, and everybody just played great baseball. Lake Henry didn't do anything. They played great baseball through the whole state tournament. Kimball played as well. I think today we had two evenly matched teams.
We did. We knew going in there was going to be a winner, there was going to be a loser.
Absolutely.
And, well, and nobody's a loser. There was going to be a first place and a second place.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you got to look at.
You bet. Part of the whole ceremony here, Don, was announcing the unofficial attendance. They said 15,384 went through the turnstiles here. And they named the all-tournament team and the MVP.
Great.
And some of the members from Kimball and Lake Henry making the all-tournament team. From Kimball, it was Scott Marquardt, Jordan Joseph, Ben Johnson, and Adam Beyer. And from Lake Henry, Patrick Courtney, the draftee from New London Spicer, made the team. Matt Quaid and Ryan Wirtz, part of this year's all-tournament team. And the MVP went to none other than Scott Marquardt.
Yep,
9 for 20.
Yeah, .450 batting.
Seven runs scored. Seven RBIs.
Had a triple.
Triple
a home run
and a two-run walk-off home run. He gets the MVP. And
well deserved.
It's been so fun to bring you baseball here on KASM. We're going to name our Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game. And congratulations today goes out to Weston Brinkman. Weston 2 for 4 in the game today. He'll get our Player of the Game award. He gets a certificate from Richmond and Albany A&W that he can use, also with the Chasm hat, courtesy of the Chasm Farm Department. So congratulations to Weston Brinkman. And Don, we want to thank our region sponsors, our state tournament sponsors who stuck with us the whole way. Thank you to those Lake Henry sponsors today. Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Central Minnesota Realty, BNS Excavating, Freeport State Bank, Pabst Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Albany Chrysler Center, Lake Henry Implement, Schweder Chevrolet of Cold Spring, North American Insurance Agency, Bucky's Bar, and Rambo. We did it. 21 games.
21 games.
Little knuckles.
There we go.
Little knuckles for you. Thank you to Don Heinen, Mary Heinen, who ran us our beverages, our food, kept us up with some interesting stats. We had a lot of memories from this year's state tournament, didn't we?
Yes, we do. Kind of a couple of faux pas, you know, here and there. But other than that, we created some more this year.
Yeah, thanks to all of you back home, to our buddy, Buddy, to all of you back home. Thank you again for being with us here on our broadcast on KASM. Scott's got the rosary coming up here on KASM. Your final score, congratulations to the Kimball Express. They're bringing the title home to Kimball for the next year. Lake Henry is number 2 in the state, and that is something to be proud of, too. They'll take that home and cherish it for a lifetime. They will indeed.
Absolutely.
Scott, we'll send it back to you. For Don Heinen, this is Randy Rothstein. 6-4 your final. You've been listening to State Tournament Baseball on KASM. Have a good afternoon, everyone.